Congratulations, sir. Congratulations.
Yes, you should congratulate me. Are the phones working?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everything's okay.
This
yes,
one's
sir.
Working. This one, too. Our customers will arrive soon. Sir. Stop eating that cucumber and do your job. Esty, come here.
Yes, sir.
The architect hasn't come back yet to fill in this hole.
Well, they can't fill it in until they secured the bathroom pipes. Someone's supposed to come today or tomorrow and take care of it.
When? We open tonight. He should have come by now.
You shouldn't get angry, sir. It's the grand opening.
Come on, guys.
God. Dear God. It's so good to hear it boiling. Oh. It's so refreshing. The sound of a boiling pot is the best music in the world for a chef, just like a symphony.
Just as you ordered, our fava rice and lamb shanks will be enough for 50 people. I hope the customers will like it. From tomorrow, I'll add another pot.
The meat stew is good. Now remember, cooking meat stew is an Iranian art, like painting miniatures. In meat stew, everything must be the same size. The tomatoes and potatoes shouldn't be large. They should be small. And put the meat beneath the fat. If you do a good job, your meat stew will turn orange and not red. And you should definitely soak the peas and the beans in water for several hours before cooking. For the first few nights, I'll make the food, and you should carefully watch and learn. You should remember from the first day of opening this restaurant that cooking is a gift and you should give it to others. Now get back to work. Essie.
Yes, sir.
Where's that bag of harmal?
Hello, Javadi. Where the hell are you? What's going on? That place is packed with customers, but there's not a single customer here. We have to fill the restaurant to a crowd. This is very bad. You need to bring some people. Come on! Hurry and bring them over. Look, hello? Hold on a second. Hello? Hello? Please don't mess up, okay? Hurry up. Goodbye.
Why is it off? Why did the front sign turn off, Mansouri? Hey, what's wrong?
It's the main fuse, sir. The wire's overheated. It got switched off.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, hurry up. All of you should just follow me into that restaurant. It should be that restaurant. Come on. What's this restaurant called? Ashpaz
Bashi. Thank you very much. It's here. Come in. How many
okay,
are
great.
You?
Come on in, everybody.
Empty places.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go. Come on in.
Hello, Javadi. Where are you? I keep dialing your number, but it's busy. Come on.
Welcome.
They haven't arrived yet. Where are they?
Thank you very
what?
Much. Go on in.
Here they're
you.
Here?
Come on.
Are you sure?
Welcome. Yes.
Why don't
welcome.
I see them? What do you
go
mean
in.
They all
go
came
in,
with the minibus? Damn it, didn't I tell you go straight and go to the one on the left, not the one on the right? Stupid! They all went into the other restaurant!
Did you fix it, Mansouri?
Yes, sir. It's temporarily fixed. I guess I'll send someone tomorrow to replace the wires. With your permission, I'm going to leave now, sir.
You can go. Come back tomorrow and fix what needs to be fixed.
Okay, sir. I'll be here tomorrow. Goodbye now.
اندک 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 جمع مستان میرسند اندک 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 می پرستان میرسند.
Why have you brought so many invoices to my office when we're really busy with work?
There's no need to make an appointment to settle your debts. The sooner you pay me, the better it is for all of us.
Run away with your money?
Who knows what'll happen tomorrow? You might.
Your present prices don't match with the previous ones.
Now we've come to the main point. These are the new prices now. What does that mean? It means the market is not very stable. And when the market is not stable, prices go up. Do you understand, ma'am?
I'm just wondering why all the prices have fallen since you've stopped buying supplies for us.
I'll just get it from Akbar. This is the result of dealing with women in a business.
First of all, mind your language. Mr. Ali Magan, not Akbar. Second, I knew you were sneaky from the very beginning. But a certain individual wouldn't believe me. And as long as I don't sign these papers, no one can pay you, not even Akbar. I don't have the time right now. Come back later.
Now you look here, ma'am. Making me your enemy won't do you any good.
Get out!
When you go to the market and see that the shopkeepers refuse to sell you even two bags of rice, then you'll find out who the real boss is. You have no idea what I'm capable of. No idea whatsoever. When the shopkeepers refuse to sell you anything at all, then you'll understand who you're dealing with. You tell Abdi I want him to give me my money tomorrow, and in cash. Checks are absolutely unacceptable.
Mom? Dad? I wish you were here and could see that your so-called clumsy son finally stood his ground and opened up his own restaurant. Although my restaurant is half finished, I had to keep my word no matter what. God bless you. When I went to Minou's house to ask for her hand in marriage, Aunt Khadija told me I wasn't in the same league with her. But I put my foot down and told you that I want to marry her. Today, I'm opening up my restaurant, but neither my wife nor my children are beside me. Well, the customers will come, and it'll get crowded. Akbar Ali Magam's cooking can tempt the whole world into coming to my restaurant. What did I say? Here comes my first customer. I hope he brings good luck.
Excuse me, where's the boss?
Yeah, over there.
Hello, sir.
Hello there, welcome. I'm sorry, but we're not open yet. But feel free to sit in the hall.
There's word that you are looking for a doorkeeper.
What are you talking about? How am I supposed to go in there and drag out people I don't even know?
Damn it!
What is it?
You are the one who sent them in there, so you're the one who should get them out! And to the other side!
Look, how was I supposed to know your restaurant sign had suddenly turned off?
How many times do I have to repeat myself? I don't want to get married. Why don't you understand?
Is that your last word, huh?
Yes, I said that's my decision. You have to leave me alone. I told you we are not a good match.
I can't put it on. It's too tight.
That's because you're a bit big. And let me see if we have another one that fits. Yes, E?
Yes, Mr. Akbar.
Please go and see if you can find a coat his size. Big. And let me see if we have another one that fits. Yes, E?
Yes, Mr. Akbar.
Please go and see if you can find a coat his size.
Sure, let me see. Give it to me.
Congratulations!
Didn't I tell you we'll get busy tonight? Why are you so late? The customers will arrive any minute now.
Oh, I suppose it was my idea to fill the place with the scent of flowers, was it?
She's got a camera, sir.
What is that?
One of those inventions that are gonna come in hand later. 20 years from now, when you have grandchildren, you can all sit down and you can watch the film and see what kind of people we were.
Okay, come here for a second. Now, when I tell you to shoot, you shoot. And when I tell you to stop, you stop,
yes,
okay?
Okay?
You just...
I'll shoot whatever you want me to shoot.
Okay, come after me. I want you to zoom your camera on this because
yes?
This is where I want the start of the film to be.
Sure.
And tell me, can you do something to have this broadcast on TV?
Have you already placed your order?
Yeah. I'll have some poison.
But I'm very hungry.
And that's exactly how it is.
That's right.
Mr. Masood, right. Where have you been?
Who are you?
I'm the one who asked you to send a few people to a restaurant. I'm Javadi.
Mr. Javadi, what took you so long? My people are hungry and we've been sitting here for ages, but no one has told us what to do.
Why are you still here? This place doesn't need any fake customers. Get up and gather your people. You have to go to the restaurant across the street. Hurry, hurry!
Turn around. Mm-hmm. Oh,
it fits perfectly.
Uh-huh. Good, good. Very good. Just don't slouch. Now, we'll hang this bell right here above the door. When you see a customer, I want you to burn some harmal and ring the bell.
Yes, sir. God help me. Oh, please,
go on, ma'am. Please stand at the door and shoot a few scenes from the courtyard and the streets and the front of the restaurant. Don't let it be too dark.
Hello, sis. How are you?
Hello, Miss Mothby.
How are you? Pardon?
Shoot a few scenes of the walls and the paintings here.
Yes, well, I'll be there as soon as I can.
Good. Now, don't worry. Go on. Hurry and do it. What are you looking at? Get back to work.
Send everyone here. Thanks. Bye. Hello, Akbar. This looks beautiful.
Where the hell have you been all this time? Tell me.
Where have I been? I was running some errands for you. Then I went home to take a shower and change my clothes. I couldn't come here all dirty, could I?
I told you 1,000 times I want you around here tonight.
And here I am, Akbar, right here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. How many in your party?
A lot.
Doesn't matter. We welcome you with open arms. Please, come in. Please, come on in.
Okay, go
come in, come
everybody.
In.
Let's go.
Come in. She's in the basement. There she is, down there. Come on. She's there. Please. Here's her cell phone. Give it to her.
Thank you.
Bye.
Why are you here all alone?
No special reason.
Is something wrong?
I just wanted to escape from all the noise upstairs, that's all.
Please, just tell me the truth. What's wrong?
That jerk Mansuri came here tonight.
Why? Do you still buy stuff from him?
He came to get the money we still owe him. He insulted me and there was absolutely no one there to defend me!
Look at me. Look at me. What did he say?
Don't worry, I stood up to him.
I know what to do with him.
Everyone was jealous of me and Akbar. They thought we were the most perfect couple. We had a house, a restaurant, a car. Good children, a very perfect life. And they thought that we were happy or something.
Mansuri will be in the restaurant tomorrow. I know what to do with him.
Let go.
Mino, dear. Get up. Let's get out of here. It's dark and stuffy, and I don't like it here. Let's go.
Never in my life have I ever felt as weak and useless as I do now. I think I've lost my grip on everything. When I get tired, I quarrel with my children. They just grew up so quickly. And I just didn't understand that they have the right to disagree with me sometimes. Mansouri came here to get what I owed him. I shouldn't have gotten so angry with him.
So you quarreled with everyone you could today. By the way, have you heard from your friend Miss Samira by any chance?
I talked to her. She said you've spent a fortune on flowers, is that true?
Who, me? I would spend money on flowers? You should know better.
I think you've made the right choice, darling. If you want to do something, I can talk to Mom and Dad for you, if that's what you like.
Are you serious? You're not kidding me?
No. You're my one and only brother, after all.
Oh, I love you, sister. Oh, if only you and Akbar worked out your quarrel, my happiness would be complete.
Don't meddle in our affairs, kid.
Oh, come on, sis. I didn't mean anything like that.
Did you open it?
Yes, tonight. Won't you come? Everyone's gonna be there.
Do you have a death wish? Are the kids gonna be there?
Don't they answer your calls either? I was going to ask you about them.
I don't know where they are. All their cell phones are off. But they'll probably come. Even if they don't miss me, they'll come when they run out of money.
Sister, don't say things like that. They dearly love you and Akbar.
I have to go upstairs. I'm very busy. Manuche?
Hmm?
Take good care of him. It's hard work to do alone. And don't let him fret too much.
Please do tell, what does Iran need now?
It needs me.
I see strength in your character, my friend, and I dare say that you are far more than a servant to me. I believe that none of the statesmen in Tehran are worthy enough to lead it. The future of Iran is in your hands.
Today, I have made you the number one authority in Iran. I trust that you will be just and virtuous toward all the people, from men to child.
Vigilant. Capable. An Iranian king.
Do you see, Prime Minister? I do not listen to anyone. I only listen to you. You shouldn't listen to anyone else, but me either. Do what is necessary to bring stability and peace to the nation.
Gentlemen, Tehran is not the seat of power. It is the military command center. Once again, we hear the drums of war. Receive allowances for no good reason whatsoever. I'm giving an order now to cut those payments immediately. This is my final decision. I have chosen and I have decided to align myself with Iran's desperate commoners.
True patriot, just and resourceful, reliable and incorruptible.
The thought that one day I may have to turn my back on you sends a shiver down my spine.
Who is this man?
Every single thing must be under his command. He does not know how to distinguish.
Amir Kabir on iFilm.
Wait, there's another one. I like it. You have a generous manager.
What would you like to have?
Excuse me?
I said, what would you like to have? Choose something from the menu.
Choose one of them?
Yes, of course. Just hurry up, please.
Okay. I'll have a special kebab with rice.
One serving?
Can I have as many as I want?
Hurry up, ma'am. Of course you can.
All right. Special kebab with rice, please. 3 servings. On takeaway plates. That's for my kids. Let them have something delicious for a change.
Yes. Here's your order. 3 special kebab with rice. 52,000 tomans, please.
What? What the heck? You're paying 7,000 tomans a night, and you want me to pay for my dinner? Where is your manager? I need to speak with him.
Miss Matabi? Miss Matabi?
Yes, what?
Who's Miss Matabi? I'll let you know shortly. Hold on. Come here for a moment.
What is it?
This lady refuses to pay for her food.
Mr. Siamak! Mr. Siamak!
Who's Siamak?
He's coming.
What's wrong?
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. Congratulations.
You're finally here, sis.
Hello, ma'am. Welcome.
Essie, the food is ready. Lower the flame and keep it warm.
Okay.
I'm happy you're here, sister.
I'm so happy. I'm really glad you got what you wanted.
Now look here, lady. If you don't want to pay, feel free to be my guest. But don't try to act like this and take us for a fool, because it's not gonna work. We weren't born yesterday, you know.
I won't answer you until Mr. Masood comes here. What kind of movie is this?
What movie? Who is Mr. Masood?
Masood. Masood Pacino. The one who said I should come here and play the role of a customer. I swear to God, they were all here a minute ago. I don't know where they are. It's him. See? It's him. Mr. Masood. It's Mr. Masood. Hello? Mr. Masood? Where are you? Where? Where are you? Where? The restaurant across the street? Okay. I told you. I've come to the wrong location. The restaurant shooting is across the street.
I must confess that I've been thinking of Mom and Dad tonight.
God bless them both. I really wish they were here tonight.
Yes, thanks for coming. Are these flowers for us?
Of course. Here you are.
Thank you very much.
I'm really glad for you. Although it's the first night, the restaurant is packed with customers. It's so exciting.
Thank God. Go to the dining hall. Softar will give you one of our best tables, okay?
Okay. Don't you need help?
Don't you worry about a thing. Go into the hall.
Honey, when did you arrive? I didn't see you.
Not long ago. Where have you been since the morning? Why didn't you pick up your phone?
Did you call me? Sorry. We've been really busy. Management is a difficult task.
Really?
And I'm not used to it.
Safdar, I want you to take care of my sister, okay?
Oh, sure. Leave it to
me. Give her a good seat.
A good one, okay?
You're beautiful.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Is this the filming location?
Filming location?
Oh, yes. That lady over there is doing the filming.
Where you been?
Where have you been? Did you leave me behind on purpose?
No, I swear I look for you everywhere.
Excuse me, is this lady with you?
Yes.
Then return to your seats, please, because if someone else takes your place, I can't do anything for you.
Sure, come on.
Welcome.
Come on.
This way, please, yes. Come.
Thank you very much.
Where have you been? I looked everywhere for you.
That painting's
beautiful. Don't forget me and my wife.
I don't understand what happened to you. Here, sit down. I reserved it for you. Sit down. I called you several times. Why didn't you answer me, huh?
What are you talking about? I changed my number over a year ago.
Then why didn't you give me your number? I mean, I tried...
I changed my number because I don't want you to call me.
Dad called home 4 times. The same goes for Mom. We'll drop at Dad's restaurant and make a quick stop at Mom's. Okay, let's go. Come on.
We're not going anywhere.
I think we should go. Mom and Dad will reconcile eventually. Why should we miss the opening night of our own restaurant?
I'm not favoring any of them. What if they don't reconcile? Our going there will be counted as siding with Dad.
Okay, fine. Let's vote on it.
Come on, guys. Thanks for coming. How is it?
Congratulations, Marilla. It's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Come on, guys. This is the oven.
Wow, that is so cool.
Now, let me show you the manager's office. You'll see.
What a beautiful pool.
Oh! Hello, Mr. Akbar. How are you?
Hello there. You are most welcome. Thanks for coming.
My friends.
How do you do?
How do you do? Welcome, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Mr. Akbar is a first-class cook. You will see. Where is Human?
If you mean Safdar, he's working in the hall tonight.
Oh, what a pity. I wanted to show our restaurant to my friends before it gets too crowded.
Of course, you can show them the hall. Just don't go into the kitchen. They're very busy right now.
Okay. Guys, this is the manager's office that I was talking about. Though it's only just half finished.
Yes, this room belongs to the restaurant's manager. It's a simple room and there's not much to see. Please show them the dining hall.
All right. Another time, then.
Yes, later.
We'll be in the dining hall, Mr. Akbar.
Thanks for coming. Help yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Excuse me. As the floor manager, I'd like to inform you,
What does he want to say?
Thank you for coming here. Welcome all. I hope you've been enjoying your time here. Mr. Akbar Ali Magam would like to give a speech in honor of the opening night of Ashpazbashi restaurant. I'm sorry. If you don't mind, please put your cell phones on silent mode. We don't want anything to distract Mr. Ali Magam.
Cheers.
Thank you very much for coming here tonight. I welcome you all. If my memory serves me right, 27 or 28 years ago, we first started our business from a cellar. And then later rented a garage, and gradually, with the help of God, we advanced our career. I'm telling you this because I want to remind myself who I was and what I've become with the help of God. Those of you who know me, and know me well, know that I don't lie. Yes, there was a certain individual who told me I would become a great cook, but that wasn't all. It was necessary, but it wasn't enough. Otherwise, everyone would simply prosper, since those around them said so. That's why I worked so hard. I worked very hard. And I had many people helping me. Right now, you play a great role in opening up this restaurant. If it weren't for you and your help, we wouldn't be able to open up this restaurant tonight.
He's talking about you.
That's true.
And so,
thank you. I know.
I came up here to thank all of you for coming. I thank each and every one of you for coming here tonight. I apologize. I don't have the gift of speech. But I just came up here to thank you for being here. So, without any further ado, I...
Oh, my God.
Human, are you okay?
Miss Marilla, could you please help Safdar? We should start serving dinner, if you don't mind.
I'm okay.
Hooray!
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 Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Come on, guys, let's get back to work. Come on, let's go.
Hello? Miss Samira, it's me, Manuchehr. Hello?
Miss Samira, are you there? It's me. If you're up, please answer the phone. I have an urgent matter to discuss with you. Hello? I need to talk to you about our future. Hello? Please pick up. I really need to talk to you.
Piece of apricot in my food. It's delicious. Have some.
Okay, listen, guys, since we're already here, I think we should all go visit Mom and Dad.
I can't take it anymore. I'm starving. Do something already.
Oh, come on.
With such parents, we should really feel sorry for ourselves.
How dare
what?
You?
What?
You better be careful what you say, Farah.
Why are you insulting Mom and Dad?
I'm not insulting them at all. Right now, kids our age are having fun together, but here I am stuck in this car with you and Sarah, who's a true tyrant.
What?
We're just waiting to be told what to eat for dinner and where to sleep at night. And people think we're living like kings or something. Ah.
Well, then we'll all go to Grandpa's house and that's the final decision.
What?
Go, Saeed. Stop nagging.
All right, let's go.
Another day came to an end. Who thought opening up a second restaurant would put more distance between us instead of pulling us closer? Why are we becoming more and more selfish every day? Nowadays, what place does love hold in our lives? Why do people who wants to find love in two persons becoming one, now behaves so out of character? My parents are the same people. What has changed them so much? Before, if they didn't hear from us for even an hour, they'd do everything to know where we were and what had happened to us. Perhaps they think we've grown up now, and we should decide for ourselves. Children always need their parents' support. even when they're grown up. Let alone kids like us.
What's your name?
Muhammad Vali.
How long have you been a baker?
40 years.
40 years. All right. Listen to me. I need a baker that knows himself, his job, and what it entails. Being a baker is not an easy job. Not easy at all.
I know, sir.
No. You don't. Just listen to me carefully.
Yes, sir.
Bread is our main nourishment, so it's sacred. We have to give our customers good quality bread to eat, and not just something to throw out. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Bravo. Bravo. Look, Muhammad Vali, I want you to bake the bread in front of the customers in the old traditional style. I want it choreographed like this. You dance as you go ahead and step back. You go ahead and step back. Like this. Look at me. Like this. This way. Huh? You go ahead and step back. I want you to thoroughly enjoy your work. I want everyone who comes here and eats some of your bread to realize that your work is important and valuable. Put the dimples in an ordered manner so that your bread comes out neat and delicious. You understand me?
Yes, I know what to do, sir. I never touch the dough without ablution.
Bravo. Bravo.